Hi guys, and welcome to the Play Safe Club. If you're listening to this on the podcast, well, this is our very first episode, and today we want to kick off with a topic that we feel is super, super important because it's stuff people wonder about all the time, and that would be artificial contraceptives. So, just in case it's your first time, or I guess it's everybody's first time because we're new here. Yeah, so the Play Safe Club is a place where we want to talk about everything sex, you know, provide reliable sex information based on science and, you know, just about everything good. So I want to ensure that you have your best life yet, you know, or be healthy and stay away from all the crazy nasty stuff that other crazy nasty problems people can run into by having unsafe sex. So here I have my co-host Magnus.
Hi.
All right, yeah, so my name is Michael, and together we're going to be hosting all of the sessions. And I guess you already know this, like everybody knows what contraceptives are, and they're some of the stuff that are supposed to keep you from getting pregnant, but I wouldn't know. So Magnus, maybe what are artificial contraceptives?
Well, we have to begin with contraception, the idea, the concept of contraception in the first instance. And contraception basically is just to prevent pregnancy. Contraception just has to do with preventing pregnancy. So the idea behind it is making sure that you keep the egg and the sperm apart. Make sure they don't ever meet. That is one idea about contraception. The other idea is to stop egg production, that is the production of the female egg at all. Just stop production so that even if the sperm goes in, there'll be no egg to be fertilized. Then the other one is to prevent the fertilized egg. There's a fertilization that takes place. When fertilization takes place, prevent it from implanting in the womb. Without implantation, the fertilized egg dies. You know, so these are the idea behind them contraception. So it is from all this, from these three concepts of contraception, that all artificial contraceptives are drawn from. So to prevent the egg and the sperm from meeting, and then to stop egg production, and to prevent fertilized eggs from implanting in the womb.
All right, so you told us what contraception is, but I think we'd like to know what contraceptives.
So contraceptives are devices or methods that can be used to prevent pregnancies.
Well,
to put it short.
So do you want to share some of your experiences with this contraceptive? What tell us, I mean, it seems there are like all these plenty methods and techniques. Well, let's not digress so much. We're going to get to all of those contraceptives. Artificial, why artificial contraceptives?
Well, artificial because they are easy and readily available. You don't need to wait for a certain period of time. It's against the natural contraception where you have to wait for a period of time, a safe period or a safe window. But for artificial, you don't have to wait for all of those. Whenever you want, and you clock it in, and then you do what you have to do, or you do what you want to do rather.
Clocking in, eh? That's a very new concept.
That'll be from you, first from you then.
No, I mean, that's something you introduced. We have to put this in the new sex ed textbook. Just clock in whenever you're ready. Anyway, so artificial contraceptives imply that you don't have to wait for any special times or signs and
all yes,
that.
So yes.
Just go on and have sex, right? Yeah. And why do we have to have artificial contraceptives, where if there are, you know, the natural types, are there any special benefits to using artificial contraceptives?
In natural contraception, you have safe periods where a woman might not be fertile enough to get pregnant.
Okay.
And it is not very easy to calculate these periods. Sometimes it could not be accurate enough when you make calculations on this time of times.
Sometimes it fluctuates, I think.
It also fluctuates too. Yeah. So because of that, we have recourse to these artificial contraceptives to, you know, do the job for us. That is why they are there. That's the main idea.
So I think eventually we're going to get to possible myths that people have about artificial contraceptives, because I think being African, we have a biases towards everything that is Western. I don't know of any artificial contraceptive that is indigenous to Africa. I think they've all come from elsewhere, and people have our reservations towards using these things. But so maybe you should share some of the artificial contraceptives. I mean, you're the contraceptive master. in this session right now. So what are the types?
Okay, so we have different methods that different methods, as I said earlier, contraceptives are methods or devices, you know, that are used to prevent pregnancy. We have different. So we have the oral contraceptives, then we have the injected ones, the ones I have to use injections, then we have the implanted, we have the vaginal, then we have condoms too.
Hold on. When you say oral, what does that mean?
That has to do with tablets, taking of tablets to prevent it.
Okay, like pills.
Like pills, yes.
Yeah.
So you could have an after sex pill, an abortion pill, that's to prevent any form of it. That's fast for the oral contraceptives. These are pills you take, or you just, there are other pills you take, there are birth control pills you take. You take them consistently, and for as long as you take them, there'll be no case of pregnancy to lower that.
I'm not quite sure I heard you right. Did you just call the morning after pill an abortion pill?
No.
Or were you referring to two different
things?
Products?
Yes.
Well, what's the difference between the two?
Well, the morning after pill actually is to prevent any form, to prevent pregnancy at all from happening. So that's even itself a contraceptive. An abortion pill will be a different thing altogether.
Yeah, it would seem the morning after pill is quite popular these days.
Well, most of these things sell, you know, because word goes around and people like to look for safe things.
What are they keeping safe from exactly?
Okay, so I think we're going back to the root of this whole thing. That's the sex itself, because without sex we won't be talking about contraceptives or contraception.
Okay,
so we find out that a lot of people are sexually active from the time they are, you know, they reach puberty. They're sexually active.
Yeah.
And then you have cases of people encountering pregnancies, you know, that they didn't plan for.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
And then they find that also disrupts their lives, you know, makes them become unwilling mothers and unwilling fathers, and non-prepared mothers and fathers at the same time. Mm. So people will look for, you know, some other alternatives to prepare, just to have the sex but not have the pregnancy, because at a point you wouldn't be able to control your sex drive, which is actually an innate instinct in all humankind, in mankind.
You're certain we can't control that? There is no formula, you know, something spiritual we can do to keep it under wraps?
Of course, there are a lot of spiritual methods to keep it, you know, under check, you know. But for the majority of persons, you know, they would want to just go with the flow, you know. And that is where the idea of a contraceptive sprang from.
And do these practices, do they actually work? Are they sure to work all the time?
Are you referring to the spiritual practices that prevent?
Yeah.
Yes, they have, you know, the very popular celibacy rules and celibacy vows and celibacy.
My brother, let's not go into celibacy.
that's one thing, and you know, for some persons it works. We have purity organizations around the world, and you know, they take some of these things very, very seriously. I mean, talking about celibacy,
yeah,
very seriously.
We know a lot of these organizations talk about these things, but there are really no guarantees that their members are faithful to all of those.
But we can't
things they profess.
We can also say that there are persons who don't do this thing. I mean, who do these things and don't get reap the benefit. There are people who keep the celibacy and purity rules, and they're just the way they are, you know.
Well, so guys, if you have biases against using artificial contraceptives, then maybe you should go do some meditation, or I guess that could work for you. Anyways,
but that you'll be asking too much from a lot of people. Some people would find it too high a ladder to climb.
Oh yeah, and we know that Africans have their biases against those things, and we have seen a lot of times when people would rather not use artificial contraceptives because they are afraid there are side effects, and that, you know, there's always that hidden agenda from the West to depopulate Africa, to kill us all off so the white man can take over.
And conspiracy theorists.
Yes. So you know all of those beautiful tales we tell from time to time. So the question would be, one, are contraceptives always going to work? Are they always effective? And number two, is there any truth to some of these fears that contraceptives might pose some dangers, maybe have some side effects?
Of course, as to everything, you know, that is manufactured, there is, you know, there's a pro and a con to it. But first of all, biases would exist because people wouldn't very much trust the system. They would feel that for a lot of reasons, things should not be taken at surface level. Also, we also have to take into cognizance cultural and religious beliefs, you know, in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Some persons don't actually find anything wrong with contraceptives. They feel it's a responsible act. You know, every adult should be responsible. And if you feel that you do not want to have children, but you want to keep being sexually active, then you should you know, try contraceptives, either permanent contraceptives or the ones that just give you temporary infertility. So these are, you know, some of the things that would contribute to people going into to use contraceptives. But as to the side effects, yes, each of all of these contraceptives have their side effects, and you know, you should also be informed. You know, okay. You should know about what you, if you choose to use a contraceptive, you should know the advantage and also the disadvantages to it.
But let's say, looking at the side effects that contraceptives pose, would you say it's worthwhile considering the benefits that they have to offer?
Well, these advantages are individualistic. You can't say it for this for everybody. You can't say, okay, if you do this, this is what's going to happen for it to you. Whether you know, whether you are big, small, fat, whatever, it's going to happen. You know, it doesn't work for everybody. Some people will use it and everything goes fine. Some other persons will really affect, and that is why people are advised to go in for counseling, then see a professional, and you know, get to understand which particular contraceptive work for them.
Well, you see, with reference to what you have said, I have now a question that I think it's important we address in this episode. And that would be, in Nigeria, to be specific, we know that contraceptives are seen as a married people thing. And you can assess these usually in family units in most hospitals. You know, young people who are not married may not have access to all of these counseling services that you've talked about. And then, you know how it is now, you know, think of the first time you walked into a drugstore to buy condoms, and ideally you walk out there and you ask young Nigerians, how many of you have bought condoms? Chances are you may not have any hands up. People are not willing to identify with contraceptives because it tells everyone that they have been having sex, or nobody wants to admit that they're having sex in Nigeria, because it kind of shows you have very poor home training, or you are not able to control yourself and all of that. So we know that these services are not really available to young persons. And in fact, there's been cases of persons who walked into clinics to seek counseling or to get some contraceptive, and they were asked, young girl or young boy like you, you should be in school. Why are you here? And if in some cases they've been denied access to these services. So the question is, we know that access to counseling and to certain contraceptive services are not available to young people. What do you think the alternative is, and how can we change that?
Well, we have to face the truth. Everybody has to have an avenue to be educated, you know, to be educated about sex, contraceptives, and everything sex. Everybody has the right to have such knowledge, to have access to such knowledge, because whether we like it or not, we know these things happen. We know sex happens, whether underneath or in shadows. We know people, a lot of people engage in sex
all the time.
Yeah, we can say that
all the time.
you have, especially we can even say, yes, people have, young people, old people, everybody has sex. Whether we come out to say it in public or not, even though, yes, for cultural and religious reasons, we wouldn't come out to say, yes, I am having sex with this person.
Yeah.
But back, you know, at the back of our minds, we know, yes, we are doing this, and it's almost a subculture for everybody. In fact, you are even seen as abnormal if you're not engaging in it. That's probably some of the notion by a lot of people. So you would find out that at the end of the day, people will just need to, you know, have this knowledge, just to be educated, because that's the only way we can actually solve or tackle this challenge or tackle this problem. There is no hiding it. There is no denying it. That denial will be disadvantageous.
So I guess this would be a very good time for a newsflash. Parents and older people, you're not the only ones having sex. So The young ones are doing it.
I think they know. I think they know because you even
but
find
they are in denial.
They are in denial. Everybody's in denial. Everybody's trying to be puritanical, to be morally upright, to be seen as, you know, just and good. But you find older men going after young girls and young boys going after older women. So it's not like anybody doesn't. We don't know all of these things. They know they're always there, but we live in a religious society.
Because ideally, you know, knowledge of artificial contraceptives should happen first in the home.
That is even the worst case scenario. No parent will come and sit a child and tell you, okay, when you're having sex, please use a condom. No, they will even ask, they will tell you not to, that they will tell you not to go near the opposite sex. If you go near you would, something might happen.
Because if you touch a girl, she'll be pregnant.
Of course, you know.
And they will tell the girl, if a boy sees your panties, you're gone.
Of course, so that's wrong information.
Straight up,
because you are giving the child the wrong information, and things are bound to go wrong. But when you give the child, you know, we're not saying when you tell the child everything about sex, they would keep away from sex. That's not it. But you know, at that point, you're empowering them to make their own decisions and letting them know that if you make a decision, you're going to be responsible for the consequences. And
yes,
that is empowering them. That is making them a better adults, instead of making them you know, when things go wrong, then they feel hung and left out and, you know, surprised at the end of the day. But when you educate them and you let them know about these things, you empower them. So anyhow it goes, you know, you're responsible for your life.
Yeah. So young people, even though we've said this now, it's not likely to change the minds of all older persons, and younger persons are still going to need these services and this information.
Of course.
So when they need sex education and they want to learn about contraceptives, I think it's safe to invite them to the Play Safe Club. You know, we'll have responses to all the questions you'd have about
sex,
contraceptives,
everything sex.
And you can catch it on our podcast. Yeah, link in the description. And you can leave your comments here on the YouTube channel, and we're going to respond to all that. And you can also go to our website at playsafe.club, and we will be very glad to engage with you and talk about everything you want to know, and provide all of the information and guidance that you would need to make the best of your sex life. Because believe it or not, we make emphasis on every other aspect of our health except our sexual health. And believe it or not, if your sexual health is down, your emotional health will also be down, your spiritual health will also be down, and everything about you will just keep crumbling and crumbling and crumbling. Why? Because every aspect of your health are interconnected. And same way you talk about your physical health, mental health, same should you take care of your sexual health. So thank you very much, Magnus, for
thank you, Michael,
coming out here to talk about this very difficult stuff. And we shall do this over and over again until we have trashed every single topic that exists on sex. So stay tuned and join us next time. So don't forget to give us a like, subscribe to this channel so that you are notified every time that we make new episodes. Not forget to turn on notifications. That would be really, really important. And yes, share this content with other young persons who can benefit from this information. And don't forget, artificial contraceptives are there for you if you must indulge in sexual activities, and there are many great benefits to them. So here are my closing remarks. If you have to have sex, ensure that you use contraceptives, because it's best to play safe than to expose yourself to diseases and unwanted pregnancies. And if you're not very sure of what to do, how to get these, where to get them from, then seek help. Talk to somebody who's understanding and who is an adult. Because one of the biggest problems with contraceptives is not so much as being able to access them, but being able to use them properly. Because you get a condom and using it wrong, then it's not gonna work. You know, you would have wasted your time, your money, your efforts, and you will still get all of the stuff that you were running away from. And if you are a lady and you're running things with a guy, right, you know, ensure that if you're using a contraceptive, maybe condoms, that's like the most popular of them all, ensure that he sticks to using them from the beginning of the act to the very end. Because we've seen cases where people start with a condom and then, you know, midway through they decide to pull it out, and you know, you wouldn't want to do that. You would have defeated all of the efforts you put into trying to use this condom in the first place, right? So using it right is as important as using it at all. And then finally,
I would say be informed and make good use of the knowledge that you would get. So the Play Safe Club is here to keep you informed on all things sex. When you get this information, use it well.
Yes, use it well. And thank you for spending this time with us. It's been
my pleasure.
Great pleasure. And hope to see you in the next episode. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.